The Spinoff Podcast Network. Skinny are helping you show how smart you are with the 1Q Quiz, an all-new, super challenging and super quick daily quiz built by The Spinoff. Every Monday, Skinny are giving you the chance to prove you're smart with the Skinny Extra Credit question. Get it right, and you'll get the chance to score yourself some Skinny Extra mobile credit so you can text, call, or even video call your group chat and gloat about how big your brain is. T's and C's apply.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix podcast. Tune in today.
Nair is public interest journalism funded through New Zealand On Air.
Mauri ora, tēnā koutou katoa, kua piri mai nei ki tēnei kōnā i upurangi, ko te kuru o te marama diusa hau no Ngāti Porou, no Ngāti Rangitihi, e mihi atu nei ki a koutou. Kia ora and welcome to Nair. In this episode, we hear from Hannah Rāwhiti Maipi Clark from Waikato, Ngāti Porou, Ngāpuhi, Te Atiawa and Ngaitahu, who is helping her people connect to the whenua, the land, through marakai, through cultivation, based on traditional Māori knowledge derived from the maramataka, the Māori Lunar Stellar Calendar. Hannah Rāwhiti grew up in Rāhui Pōkeka, aka Huntly, under Taupiri Maunga, ko te awa o Waikato tērā e tere ana, he piko he taniwha, in the region of Tainui Waka, and its descendants who are the guardians of the Kingitanga movement. At the age of 17 in 2020, Hannah Rāwhiti launched her first book called Mahina with the support of her school, Te Wharekura o Rākau Mangamanga. Mahina is a resource for rangatahi Māori to learn about the maramataka and how they can observe their own moods and emotions in relation to the moon and the wider environment. Since then, she's been consuming more mātauranga and sharing it with her hapū and iwi, helping to plant new ideas with a traditional Māori framework while incorporating unique tribal narratives but also including new narratives around matariki and the hautapu. Her tipuna, her ancestor, whakaotirangi, was aboard Tainui Waka when it ventured from Hawaiki to Aotearoa. Whakaotirangi brought with her a number of goods, including kumara hutihuti, a special variety of sweet potato, and she was known for her expertise and responsibility around cultivation. Further down the whakapapa is Whawhākia, who, like her ancestor Whakaotirangi, was a leader of her people, a revered knowledge holder in the area of cultivation. Hannah Rāwhiti Maipi Clark is a descendant of Whawhākia, who is the main ancestor of her hapū, Ngāti Whawhākia, based in Rāhui Pōkeka, Waikato. She has inherited that natural affinity for cultivation and is recognised as a young leader who is deeply invested in helping her people connect to whenua and whakapapa. Working as a facilitator for the Ministry of Primary Industries, she's able to help whānau work towards long-term goals like having food forests on their whenua, with everything from planning to harvesting being informed by the maramataka. Hannah Rāwhiti tells me that in whiro they rest, in ohoata they're planting, in okoro they're doing seedlings, in tamatea they're harvesting, in rākau nui and tamatea mua they're having community planting days. And to me, this is the embodiment of maramataka. This is mātauranga Māori in action. Hannah Rāwhiti and her whānau have gone from having marshmallows on the maraiatea around 4 or 5 years ago for the hautapu, for matariki ceremony, to planting their own whenua with different sections dedicated to the different stars of matariki, where they're now at a point they can harvest kumara, riwai, kamokamo, leafy greens, all the fruits, all the good kai, you name it, and use it to feed their people, but also harvesting this kai for cultural rituals like the hautapu, where certain foods are cooked as an offering to those stars within matariki and to our atua Māori at the time of the Māori New Year. Within Waikato, there are variations to the hautapu and narratives around matariki, which she will elaborate on after the break, when we're joined by Hannah Rāwhiti to hear more about her inspiring story. Tēnā koe, Hannah Rāwhiti, nau mai ki te kōnā ipurangi o Nē. Kei te aha, how are you?
Ngā mihi mata koe koe ki a koe e te kuru o te rā ngā whanaunga, ngā tangata e mātaki mai nei, e whakarongo mai nei ki a māuatahi. Ai, e pai ana hau i tēnei wā ki roto o e noho mai nei ki roto o Rahui Pōkeka.
Tēnā koe. Yeah, welcome to the potty. How are you feeling? What's your read of the marama right now?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling definitely a whole marama and a bit's worth of mahi, and cool as mahi too, embracing our new year, te tauhau Māori. Ko te marama taka I te rangi nei, ko o hua. So he nui ngā hua ka putama I tēnei rangi. O hua is the marama today, from my readings anyways, within Waikato. And yeah, it's a good time to be productive and find productive things to do, if that makes sense.
Get the mahi done. What's your background in maramataka and why are you so passionate about it?
Yes, so going right back, my auntie is currently studying for her PhD within Te Taiao Māori that links to maramataka Māori. And she's been fortunate enough to be taught from people like Korobil, Paparereata, Ngā Toki o Te Taiao, o Te Reo o Te Taiao Māori. And I've been fortunate enough to kind of bug her every day and ask her what moon phase it is and learn from there. But basically as a whānau, we started off learning maramataka, not so much taught as a lecture room, a booklet, an instruction book. It was just whatever she did or whatever monkey see, monkey do type stuff, with her teaching maramataka to her son, who's 3 months apart from me, and he has Asperger's and autism. So we were able to track the maramataka in helping him as a whānau. And then later on in life, I think it was in 2018, I tae atu au ki tetehi o ngā kaiwhau. So I went to a talk where Paparereata, Matua Ricky Solomon, Matua Dr. Rangi Mātāmua, and Matua Hoturua Kū. I reira rātou, e pōhi ana, e tuku karere, e whakaako ana I te reo te taiao. So amazing mātanga in one room. It was mind-blowing and it was actually eye-opening. So the only problem was I was the youngest in the room by about 50 years. So arātaku timata ki te maramataka.
Oh, yep. And what has sustained you on this path? I mean, you've put out your own resource, Mahina. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I te taurua tikau mā rua, tai atu au ki te kura. So I went to school one day and I realised that my whole class was feeling a little bit low, feeling a little bit nge-nge, tired, drained, whatever you want to say, but it was in the phase of fetal. So I wish I could say, nah, it's fetal. But they wouldn't understand that because they're like, what is she on about? So basically I created a resource or a poster and hung it up in my classroom. And I said, if you ever feel low, if you ever feel like you're drained, here's one reason why the messages are in our taiao, and here's one way to prevent yourself from getting too low or when you feel too high, medium, knowing the different rhythms. So, yeah. And then a year later, the Matariki time of 2020, my kura helped me publish my first book, which was Mahina. From there, we had posters, cards, flip charts, whiteboards, magnets, and it's just gone on from there. But yeah.
And so how did your classmates and your peers respond to that? Did they get into it?
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm very, very grateful. Buzzes me out at people just having a random conversation about, oh, yeah, it's probably the marama. But a couple of years back, you never really would have heard that. Mm. So it was definitely a foreign topic, even though it is ours. It felt foreign to everyone else in the classroom. And explaining to them that this is ours, this is what we need to tap into. It was definitely a journey to ease people into it. But now I've got mates saying, yeah, what's that phase again, sis? Tamatea. I feel that. And, you know, that's just a normalised conversation now that we're having within my circle, within a wider circle, within my iwi. Yeah.
Karawi. And you've taken that passion for maramataka and you've combined it with aspirations for your whenua. So tell us a little bit about that, your role with MPI and helping whānau connect to whenua through marakai.
A bit of background, yep. So I went through being inspired to learn more and research. I actually spent most of my summer holidays with my auntie. I don't know the right Pākehā word for it, but pretty much digitalising very old maramataka from Pene Taiapa.
Mm.
So my role and how my, I guess it was my introduction or induction to maramataka was digitalising all the archives of maramataka that my auntie held onto. So, and all of that maramataka was connected to te taiao, te whenua, te kohi kai.
Mm.
So our tūpuna would use maramataka as a way and form to survive and to look after their whenua, look after their bodies. Heoi, my two cents that I've tried to add to the wider scope is te taha hinengaro mō ngā rangatahi Māori. So adding that mental space of maramataka to the calendar, even though it's probably already there as well. So going through Pene Taiapa's maramataka, also koro bills, papareareatas, all of them, all of the maramataka related to kai. About 2-3 years ago, some of our whānau here initiated the community garden, which was we what like to call it Te Māori Supermarket, and ko tana ingoa ko kāhui tua marakai.
Mm.
And every year, it's trial and error, but every year we're adding on a different patch or we're adding on a different area of kai. Last year was a huge success for us, and we were able to yield 40,000 plus potatoes or riwai, and different riwai too. So peru peru, Māori potatoes, agria potatoes. There was a vast majority. Our kumara crop, kumara huti huti, kumara. And the kumara huti huti has a great significance to us, which is a e ai ki tā mātou rangahau, according to our research so far. Kumara huti huti was one of the kumara that came in the kite o whakaotirangi from Hawaiki on her voyage here on Tainui Waka to Aotearoa. And she brought her kumara huti huti to Waikato. Over the years, it got handed down to Whawhākia, our tupuna wahine, which was known for Māra Kai and her vast rich source and land and kai within Ngāti Whawhākia. So my iwi here in Rāhi Pōkika, or the iwi, or the hapu, sorry, of kāhui tua Māra Kai, is Ngāti Whawhākia, the descendants of Ngāti Whawhākia. So ka heke ia whakaotirangi Whawhākia. And last year we were very eager, excited and humbled enough to grow our first kumara huti huti crop. So we're doing tangible aspirations and movements, experiences of mahi, literally that dates us back to Hawaiki, the mental practice and the physical practice. So putting maramataka into a tangible experience for kura and kohanga.
Mm. And tell us about that, about getting kohanga and kura involved.
So like I said again, it's pretty foreign to us to go into a Māra Kai and grow your own food, even though it is ours.
Mm.
So warming our whānau up into, it's okay to get your hands dirty. not saying that they haven't, and I know that, and this is nothing to boast my iwi, but a lot of mahi that's gone into pokai, into koroneihana, into different kaupapa that aligns us with the kingitanga.
Mm.
It's just being able to grow your own kai accordingly to the maramataka o ngā tātai whetū o ngā au o te moana, e rā momo mea katoa, is a different feeling, and I want the kids to experience that. So the kohanga kids, some kohanga kids came down last April to plant strawberries. They then came back for the harvest and were able to take some strawberries home or real fruit ice cream, whatever they wanted to do. The kura kids were able to get a whole grocery bag each of kai, which was filled with all different types of watermelon, corn, tomatoes, spinach, kale, riwai, kumara, put it all in their bag because they were able to help us by picking weeds or doing a working bee. And koe rā tētihi āhuatanga o te tāu tūtū, or reclaiming our economy exchange back here in Waikato.
Awesome.
Ah.
That reciprocity, ne?
Mm.
Ka heke te tōtā, ka puta ngā hua. So kāhui tua Māra Kai, you guys have sectioned it off.
Yeah.
In relation to ngā whetū o matariki. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Yeah. So there's a framework within our mata that we're trying to, our hope anyway, is to find a framework or a base where whānau can take it and apply it into their own iwi and own rohe. Mm. And then we eventually exchange or tau to different iwi. But basically our mara is sectioned off into different areas. We've got tupu anuku, which is our kai from beneath, our kamokamo, our rewai, our hua whenua, e rā momokai, tupu arangi, which is our orchard space. And those apple trees may take a few years to grow or a few decades, but they're there. Our rehua matariki space, which is we are hoping to grow different rongoa or kawakawa kumarahau. And then YT, which is that goes into our creek. So there's a creek that connects to Lake Wahi, which connects to Waikato, Te Awa o Waikato, Te Awa o Taikihu. That is our tuna. So we're trying to collectivise our kai into one area or one place anyway so that we can distribute it out to our whānau. We've also developed a framework of different periods of time. So we do the first 6 months and the second 6 months. So the first 6 months is, well, if you think about it, it's the 6 months, which is matariki. So we do our hotoke crop, and then we're storing our kai from our raumati crop to go towards our hautapu and matariki hui, matariki huinga, ki roto o Waikato, ki roto inga marae o Rahu Pōkika. And then the second season is the raumati crop, which is aligns to Christmas Eve. So we were able to do a huge harvest as a whānau. We tell all our whānau to come down. Okay, we're going to do our harvest, which is usually on the 20th, during the 20th of December. Put all the kai in, and we take these around to the different kaumātua. And it's sometimes followed by a crate of kai moana. So they're able to have put this towards the Christmas kai. Mm, so awesome. Matariki kai, Christmas kai. E rua, e rua. E rua ngā ao.
Whāngai te tīnana, whāngai te wairua, eh? Rau tērā. And how was your hautapu ritual this year? You told me a little bit about it earlier. How was it this year?
He kaka ana te manoa I taku nohonga, ki taku whāna, ki taku whenua, e mahi ana I ngā āhuatanga Māori. So, don't know how to explain it in Pākehā, but it was definitely an awesome experience to be on my, where I'm from, with my whānau, doing what we love in Te Ao Māori. We didn't just have, so coming up this week, it'll be my fourth hautapu this month, which is awesome. It's cool. Mm. That's awesome. So we had one at Wahi Pāmarae. We had one, I was able to join some of my whanaunga at Ngāti Hinerangi within Matamata at Wairere. We had another, our kura had one, Te Whare Kura o Rākau Mangamanga. Then we went to Teohaki, which is our actual whānau one on the 24th of, that to me is, that's so cool. We were able to chill as a whānau, and we didn't have to host anyone this time. It was more of our own way of tuku. And then at the end of the week, we're going to have one at Te Waiora or Waikato. So
cool.
Ngā taura Māori ki Waikato. So we're still trying to navigate what does hautapu look like to us for Waikato, because we don't actually have, from our rangahau anyways, we don't have any recordings of hautapu within our hitori. Ara ngā tūmumo ingoa mō te hautapu, umu kohu kohu whetū, tāwhara kai atua, te hautapu. So tā mātou ingoa ko te tāwhara kai atua. And he whakatau ki e hono ai ki te tongi a tāwhiao, ki te tara āwhare tōna whakatau ki. So we did tāwhara kai atua, but it wasn't done in matariki time. It was done before your winter and summer crop. So eventually in summer, we hope to do a tāwhara kai atua for our māra kai here in Rahu Pōkeka within Raumati. We're still trying to navigate how do we make hautapu unique to us, how do we incorporate it with the kingitanga, how do we incorporate it with paukai, e rā mō mea katoa. But guess what? Matariki comes every year. So we have time and space to add on every year.
Awesome. And you've come a long way in the last 4 or 5 years. Tell us how it started.
Yeah. So it was actually an initiative from my auntie and uncle. So Kiki Kihi and Sarah Kihi had our first matariki night. So it was in the morning, it was in a haitapu. It was literally just us in front of the marae atia with a bonfire, roasting marshmallows and talking about the different variations of matariki. So we had tafiri matia, we had matariki and ihua. But what was significant is that we were able to sit with four generations on our marae by the fire. And that's basically what it is. And then have a minkai afterwards.
So within Tainui, as you've mentioned, you have you guys have your own unique sort of version of matariki with ngā whetū e whitu. How has the national kōrero around hautapu and matariki been received?
Yeah.
And how do you maintain your own sort of mana motuhake within that wider context?
For sure. So, ko taku whakapapa, no ngā hau e whā o te motu. So I come from the north, south, east, west, Ngāti Porau, Taranaki, Ngaitahu, Ngāpuhi, Tainui. So I'm a puanga, I'm a pekehāwani, I'm a te pake o matariki, I'm a matariki, I'm a everything. I can go, I can pick and choose, right?
Mm.
And a lot of rangatahi are probably have more than just one iwi. Okay, so navigating to educate our whānau, having many different variations is an honour and a privilege because you can fill your kitty up even more, right? What I haven't been enjoying, and I will be honest, is the bickering of, nah, it's 7 stars, nah, it's 9 stars. Well, actually, bro, if you look up, there's more, a little fun fact, there's more stars in the sky than sand grains on earth. He nui ake ngā whetū, te rangi, te oni, te whenua. But I still think that we should be waiwai kai pakiaka, we should be true and through to our iwi variation as well. So for us in Waikato, like I was saying again, Te Pakeho Matariki has its own variation, e ai kia paparahui. We also, it's a little bit, it's definitely a new thing to hewai te rangi and pohutukawa. When you look at Te Pakeho o Matariki, we have aitua and atua, life and death. So same thing, you know. And then there's also different ingoa and different names of hautapu that I was talking about before, so tāwharakai atua, but wasn't done in matariki time. But I think e tino rongo, e rango nā hoki ana e te ngā kau mahana ki te kaupapa o akururuhi korohiki. So we're really, really open to learning more. And, you know, when do you become that tūpuna that adds their own tikanga and their own kawa to creating a different tradition to your marae? So already, no matter where we go in life, on the actual matariki time during tangaroa maramataka phases, we've booked the marae out for the next 20 years, 20 plus years, to make sure we always go back to our marae. He kaupapa ora, it's not a tangihanga. I know a lot of our kids have been saying, oh, yeah, the marae's are for tangi. It's not. Here's one way or aspect to celebrate being Māori. And, yeah, every, I know, my whānau in Te Taitokerau don't do hautapu either, ka karakia rātou kia puanga. And then there's also other aspects where there's different stars that align to different iwi. So, yeah, I'm excited for me kira, it's just the beginning, so excited to see what happens and what we create from it as well.
Karawe. And how to koeng o nui, how to karere rānei ki ngā rangatahi Māori, kei ngā tōpito o te whenua? What's your message or your aspirations for rangatahi, and where do you hope to see hautapu in the next 20, 50 years, not only for your own hapu and iwi, but for Aotearoa?
Yeah, so ko aku maru apo nui, he nui ngā maru apo mo te rangatahi Māori. He oi anō, my message is to tap into things that is ours, to not let it be foreign anymore. And that's a wide scope of things. So our marama, our whetū, our whenua, our wai, all of that has practices, customs, tikanga and kawa that we need to tap into to look after it better and to be better kaitiaki for ourselves and our whenua.
Because kei te whakamārama i te whakaaro Māori ne, ngā hua o tēnei, o te tiro, te tirohanga Māori ki tō tātou nei taia, ki ngā whetū, ki te marama, ki te whenua. How do we translate that for our non-Māori audience, or for our Māori audience who haven't grown up speaking te reo Māori?
Yeah.
How do you communicate the benefits of incorporating that holistic, not only the holistic view, but that wider framework, like you spoke of tikanga, that incorporates not only one section of, you know, this is Matariki and the stars, but how do we paint that picture of marama and whenua? Because whenua is, when you're talking, marakai is the driver of marataka in your rohe.
Yeah, it's quite, I'll be honest, it's quite difficult for me to talk about maramataka, to talk about tātai whetū, tātai arongarangi, marakai, when I know what some of my response is, but you can just go to the supermarket. But you can just, and I said, cool, yeah, we understand that. We have all these resources at the tip of our hands, right? And I like to reference back to an awesome kōrero that I've heard recently on an Instagram post of Kiri Waititi, along the lines of self-care or self-love or self-worth. And in our pepeha, you know, we go, ko tau piri te maunga, ko waikato te awa, ko tainui te waka. We are last for a reason, because we are the kaitiaki of our pepeha, our whakapapa before us. In te pake o Matariki, in our variation of Matariki, we have seven stars. They are all women, and Ururangi is the youngest. Ururangi koia, she is tira tangata. So we have Tupuanuku, Tupuarangi, Waiti, Waita, Ururangi, Waipunarangi. Those are all aspects and elements of the environment. Ururangi is last for a reason, and she's the youngest because she has to be responsible to make sure that the elements are looked after and cared for properly. So I can really resonate and connect to Whaiakere's kōrero, because that is our variation of Matariki within Te Paki or Matariki, or the coat of arms of Kingitanga. So trying to explain that whānau, we are not in the middle of the circle, we are a part of the circle, and it's up to us to be open-minded to looking after all these elements. However your perspective is, whether you're Indian, whether you're Pākehā, whether you're, you know, we all look at the stars, we all see the same moon, so yeah.
Karawe, karawe hoa. Tēnā koe I whai wāhi mai ki tēnei kōnai ipurangi ki a nē. E hora nei, kura mahora nei o kōrero mo te marama me ngā whetū. Hāngai ana ki tō iwi ake, he mīharo te rongo I ērā taipitopito o ti rā tō tūhono atu ki te kaupapa e kōrero tia whānui ti ana I Aotearoa nei, ara matāriki me ona whetū. Nā reira, tēnei te mihi ki a koe.
Ngā mihi, ngā mihi nui mo te noho tai, te wānangatai, te kōrero tai. It's always good to have a long yarn with you. No matter how deep we get, owe. But yeah, thank you.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Nau mai anō, kua piri mai nei aku hua kōrero, arā, ko Leonie Hayden, rāua ko Miriana Johnson, tēnā kōrua.
Kia ora.
Kia ore hoa.
Kei te aha, how are you two, this moon, this ohua moon?
Well, I currently have the novel coronavirus.
Oh, wee.
And so the maramataka ain't be helping me out with that much, but otherwise I'm fine.
Hea te ahuatanga o tēnei marama? Kaitamoho? I don't know. I haven't checked. Usually I'm real good like Maramataka in action. That's my go-to, but I actually haven't checked the Instagram page today.
I was going to send a note to be like, don't throw any like curveballs around Maramataka that we can't answer because Hana Rawhiti isn't with us for this part of the kōrero.
It's fine. We'll all just fumble around.
I know it's big. I know the marama is big. It's shiny right now.
Beautiful.
For me, that means a lot of energy. I'm always writing when the moon is full.
Ooh.
Not so much when it's not. That's what one of the things I've noticed, yeah. And I think is probably, you know, directly a result of all this kōrero being revived.
Right. Yeah.
I'm more aware of when I can do all-nighters and write long articles, or when I might be more creative and writing a song or something like that.
Yeah. Oh man, bro, that's so cool, eh? Slowly tuning yourself in, eh?
Slowly.
I must admit it's hard though. Like I'm really interested in the Maramataka, but I haven't found that I'm really engaging with it. And I think a lot of that is because I haven't quite, I don't know, I mean, I run on kind of a, not by choice, but relatively rigid schedule. I've got, you know, kura from 9 to 3, Monday to Thursday. And then it's like you get home, you do your mahi. Like it's tricky, eh? When you want to be in the rhythms with the taiao and the maramataka, but you don't quite know. Yeah, I'd love to just wake up on a Tuesday and be like, "This is my rest day. I'm not going to kura." And sometimes I do that, but that's not necessarily by the marama.
It's funny you mentioned Instagram, because that is, you know, I'm not out here looking at the actual tohu and the taiao. I am totally reliant on Instagram accounts and also friends who I follow on Instagram to be all like, rest up everybody, or like, it's whero, be careful out there.
I had to laugh the other day because I made a big life decision and then I checked Instagram and was Maramataka in action, and the first thing, I can't remember what moon cycle was, but it says don't make any big decisions today. And I was like, damn it. So anyway, nō kute he. We are nō, check the Maramataka first, I reckon. Because I was like, well, wheel's already in motion.
Yeah, I just downloaded the Hina app recently. And it's a bit of a cheat, but, you know, whatever helps. And then maybe later on I can stop looking at it. But it helps you identify what moon phase we're in.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think it is location-based, so it should work regardless of where you are. But I think for our listeners, you can go and download that on your app store, the Hina app. And I think just becoming familiar with the names, and then you can eventually look at the moon and identify the phase without relying on the app. And keeping in mind that the app might be a little bit, maybe one or two nights fast or slow, depending on where you are. So I've been using that lately, last couple of weeks, since Matariki. So
nice.
That's yeah. Funny. There's a Maramataka dial on the spin-off that you can, like, download and use. And if you live on the West Coast, you just set the dial to Rako Nui the day before the full moon. And then if you live on the East Coast, you set the dial to Rako Nui on the day of the full moon, and then you just reset it with each new moon cycle, and it's really helpful.
Oh, cool. I've got this big, beautiful wall planner I need to put up, that I bought at Kupu Writers Festival in Rotorua. It follows, it's a resource from Rangi Mātāmua.
Oh, yeah.
But I need to put it up. It's beautiful. It's, yeah, got the resources there. I guess that's the big one, eh? We've all got the resources there. We know where to find some of this kōrero. But it's about actually implementing it and reinforcing it daily. Also, just to reiterate, it was Tamatea a Ngana was the moon phase that no decisions were to be made.
Mm.
No decisions to be made, yeah. So,
right.
And that was Maramataka Māori. So those are the two Instagrams I really love, Maramataka Māori and Maramataka in Action. Henan app's awesome as well.
We'll have to get them on, for a kōrero sometime.
Yeah.
We run those pages.
That's a great idea.
Do either of you have any aspirations in terms of marakai or maramataka? Because they go hand in hand, like with Hana Rawhiti sort of reiterated or reinforced during our kōrero, was that maramataka is based on kai. As we discussed in previous episodes, that's how our tipuna survived.
I have real aspirations for learning our rongoā. I mean, we have a big marakai here at the Papakāinga where I live. I'm not an amazing gardener. I do like mucking in. And I certainly cannot think of like a greater satisfaction than pulling kai that you grew out of the ground and then eating it and cooking it for your whānau. It is the best feeling in the world. But I did this amazing workshop with Whaia Donna Kerridge 2 years ago, and we did like a rongoa trail out in Waitakere. And that's where I want to go with my mātauranga, using the maramataka to understand the rongoa and our ngahere, wherever it is, and then actually like incorporating that into my own wellness and my whānau's wellness. Because that is a beautiful time.
Yeah, awesome. That's cool. Yeah, I've been picking kawakawa leaves every day or every second day, depending on how fast I drink them at home. A nice little kawakawa tea brew.
All right, important. It is amazing how quickly a kawakawa tonic will make you feel better as well.
Yeah, I was just about to say, had some kawakawa tea at my mate's house because he's great with mara kai and I get to benefit.
Love it.
I just stop by his house and he sends me on my merry way with different herbs and silver bead and whatever he's got. But yeah, I had a kawakawa tea and just, maybe it was placebo, but yeah, felt the chest and everything felt better like 10 minutes later. There's a reason it's, he rongoa.
And I had a friend drop off some kumaraho that they had dried at the beginning of my week home with COVID. So I made a lovely kumaraho tonic with that, which also makes you feel really great afterwards. It's amazing stuff, kumaraho.
I think that's one of the cool things that I'm seeing is that there's going to be more attention now because rongoa has been sort of just humming away in the background, sort of in te ao Māori, but it hasn't really been, and it's still not mainstream.
No.
With the normalisation of matariki, I think we're going to see a huge resurgence in rongoa in the next few years, and we'll probably see some people trying to rip it off as well. But
absolutely,
I think for the benefits, as with anything, but the benefits for our people will be, numerous and plentiful. So it's really exciting that to see that something like this, so symbolic, like matariki and the ramifications that it has for us, and now we're like, oh, well, what moon is it in? What rongoa can we harvest at this time, or what should we be putting in our bodies and putting in the earth?
And it's interesting you mentioned placebos, Mariana, because they are a really interesting phenomenon, placebos, because the idea that you willing something to make you well is somehow not real is... That's like a purely Western medical thing. Do you know what I mean? Like this was part of the cordial that I had with Donna last year, was that if you believe that something can bring you wellness, and it does, then the thing has worked, right?
It's still a rongoa.
It's still a rongoa. And so most of her practice is not just the administering of things that can physically make your tinana better, but it's actual that like entire like your ngako and your wairua. All of those elements of you have to believe in the wellness in order for the wellness to be achieved.
Yeah, hard out.
Yeah, that's a real, I'm kind of glad you picked up on that, because it's one of those moments where you think, oh, that's my conditioning coming through, you know? And it's a real big thing in Western, science and medicine writers, like, oh, it's placebo, therefore it's not real. But then also a lot of studies show that people think they're better. They actually, their physical symptoms, there's that whole divide between that Western medical science puts in between the mind and the body, whereas we don't, they are one. They're literally joined together. Yeah. I don't understand where that whole kōrero between the mind operating here and the body here, and they're not sending each other signals and messages and interacting. But I think there's, and there's some really exciting, on the one hand, there are people, I think, you see kawakawa balms and stuff everywhere now, and I do have a bit of scepticism. I'm like, is that made tika pono? But there's also some really cool Māori products out there, like talking about kumaraho, I've got this, either of you guys know about Altair?
Yes.
Skincare?
Yeah.
And this most beautiful kumaraho and manuka skin cleanser, your skin's your biggest organ in your body. So, I'm like, feel so good putting something that's, rongoa on my skin.
I love that brand.
Me too.
I love that brand. Their Manuka face mask, just sort of like oily, honey, holy. You look like a princess after using that stuff on your face.
Eesh.
Yeah.
low-key influencer plugs. They're cool.
Yeah, Māori brands. No. We love Māori brands. It's all good. We can plug
them. No, they're cool. They were at, when we were at the opening, the Matariki exhibition, if you could call it that, at Commercial Bay. They were one of the Māori
rōpū
involved in that.
Yeah, they've got a shop in there. There is a really awesome online market. It's also a physical market in Whangārei called Innonative. And so it's Pākehi Māori only, and then they have just a huge part of that market is rongoā-based skincare and rongoā, although you're not really supposed to buy rongoā, so it's not actually sold as rongoā. Anyway.
But it uses native plants and they have medicinal properties.
And so there's heaps of tinctures and balms and da-da-da-da. So Innonative is actually a really great place to look around if you are wanting to add some of some beautiful rongoā to your everyday use.
Cool.
I love that place. Great for prezies as well.
Making it's a different story though, eh?
Yes, I've got a couple of failed kawakawa balm experiments up my sleeve. I've perfected it now.
Yeah.
But one of my batches of kawakawa balms, only liquid and wouldn't like turn into a balm, and then the other one I made was like too hard.
Yeah.
It's just like pure beeswax. Whoops.
Put it in the microwave? No. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's cool that you're even making something from the whenua.
Yeah.
You know, going back to your original pātai te kuru, we'd been a farm kid, but mum always had a big māra, which she's kind of, I don't want to shame mum on the potty. She's not as invested in as she used to when we were younger. Probably now she doesn't have four hungry mouths to feed, so she had to rely on the māra. You know, there's a real cute photo of me, like 2 years old, sitting in one of, we had two big gardens, and I'd picked all the green apples off the tree and just like scoffing my face. So cute. But I never learnt those skills. But now I'm finally like living out of the city and it's like, well, you know, I need to learn to actually live from the land. I love to talk about it. I love to read about it. I love to look at it on Instagram. Actually doing it. So I'm just going to put it out there. I've been avoiding committing myself to this, but I want to just plant the basics, you know. Rewai, kumara, maybe some lettuce, silver beet. Ko tai te wā, better go and find out how to do it.
Yeah.
I think that's what's one of the things that stands out for the kōrero that Hana Rāwhiti gave is that in their community in Rāhui Pōkeka, they, at the Kāhui Tua Marakai, is like an exemplary model for not only Māori communities but all communities in Aotearoa. Obviously for us as Māori, some of our iwi have whenua where we can utilise and sort of follow in their example. And I know that's one of the goals that she has, is once she has her own backyard sorted, that she can then go and venture out into other rohe. Mind you, she does whakapapa to pretty much all the iwi in the motu.
Yeah, ngā hauea whae.
Listening to us talk about rongoā, Māori, maramataka, marakai, I think it's a good time to wrap up this kōrero for today and sort of look back as we continue to harvest the benefits of the National Awareness Campaign around the normalisation of Matariki and the Hautapu ritual, which is the Māori New Year in mid-June, observed at the rising of Matariki or Pleiades during the Tangaroa moon phases of the Māori lunar stellar calendar. We're hearing more and more about the many positive impacts that this mātauranga is having within Māori communities throughout the country. So for us as individuals, I think the challenge is upon us to learn more about kai through maramataka, and like Hana Rāwhiti, Maipi Clark, build on it each year. So there's some food for thought for those of you out there who are tuned into this kōrero. So I'd like to thank you to my co-hosts, Leonie and Miriana, tēnā kōrua. Thanks to our podcast manager, Te Aihe Butler. I'm actually away for the next two eps, unfortunately, guys, but you can catch my mates here for the next one in 2 weeks. Happy gardening.
Nair is public interest journalism funded through New Zealand On Air and brought to you by the Spinoff Podcast Network. It was hosted and researched by Te Kuru Jews with Mediana Johnson and Leonie Hayden. Nair was produced by Te Aihe Butler, with senior production from Jane Yee and project management from Mark Kelleher.
Talo Falava. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spin-Off member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spin-Off. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spin-Off member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spin-Off Podcast Network.